Hello.
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hi. I called like several times, December, and I never got an email. First of all, I need to see what you guys have down for an email for me. I had no idea there was a $67 charge for a membership. So I called and said, I'm taking it as fraud. I'm going to report it. So they said they would reverse the charges. She's saying on December 6th they did. It's been 7 business days. There's nothing there. My bank said if you guys were putting it back, it would be there. They stopped nothing. She goes, why would we stop a credit? So I never got the email either saying that you were crediting my account, but I'm going to turn it in as fraud if I don't see that money like soon.
All right, man, what is your
Because
zip code?
49740. Everybody's telling me December 6th it was returned. Okay, so I give you 7 business days, not 5, 7, and there's nothing there.
What is your first and last name?
Caroline Jennings. And the bank lady said, we don't stop credits. They come in just like as if you charged at a gas station. They want me to press fraud, is what they want me to do.
All right, can you verify your shipping address for me?
6480 South State Road. Mean, is there a supervisor I could talk to? Because everybody's telling me the December 6th, that doesn't mean nothing to me. Today's like the 15th, almost the 16th.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second. Let me look it up and see what's going on.
Yeah, and I didn't get no emails neither. She was saying there was an email. I said, I never got an email about you credited me. I've gotten nothing. So I don't know what to say about that either. Now it's like it's almost out of house here. Don't know what to do with some of these books that I've read.
Seeing it right here. Give me one second. Let me see what's going on.
Okay, I'm just trying to get it credited, you know. I mean, I need the money. It's Christmas. I got
I
little
know,
kids.
I understand that, ma'am.
Yeah, and it shouldn't take that many. We're going on day 8.
I do see that, and I see that it was on my end. I see that it was refunded, and the bank said it never got put back in. Correct?
Yeah, she said, I mean, I'd see a credit. There's nothing there.
You see a credit of how much?
No, there's no credit. There's nothing there. I see where you took out December or November 26th, $67 and some change was taken out
Yeah,
unauthorized.
$67.32.
Yeah. I need my money back or I'm going to take the steps to say it was fraud.
Well, that's the thing about it. You might. Okay, so I wouldn't say go ahead and say that it was fraud. Like I said, it says here that it was refunded. What your next steps would be was to call your bank and have them to call us so we can get this straightened out. Because like I said, on the end, it says that it was refunded on the 6th. So you should have gotten that between the, let me see, so here's the 6th, the 7th, the, no, the 7th is probably the day, so. Yeah, today would be the last day. Today would be the last day for it to come through.
Uh-huh. I wonder if you can just reprocess it so that I get it?
Say it one more time.
Can you reprocess it for me? Can you just reprocess?
Unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to reprocess it for you because there's nothing for me to process because when if I try to refund it, it will... There's nothing to refund. Is it ended in a card 8, in the card 4858?
Yeah.
Yeah, today will be the last day for it to come through. And if it, my suggestion is if it doesn't come through today, call your bank in the morning and have them call us so we can get this straight.
Okay, have them call you if it doesn't come through today.
Yeah, if it doesn't come through today, call them right in the morning and have them call us. And we will get this straightened out for you.
Okay. I will have them call you directly.
Okay. Yeah, call them from the number that you that I called you from.
Do what?
What's the number?
Have them call you.
Say that again?
Have them call you, right?
Yes, have them call us.
Okay. All right. Do you think it'll go through today or it's hard to say?
Say that one more time.
Do you think it'll come through today?
Today is the 5th. Today is the 5th business day. So it should come through today because it takes 3 to 5 okay. business days.
Okay. Well, then I
and that's not and that's not including Saturday. And, of course, it's not including Saturday and Sunday.
She was saying today was the 7th business day, but... I don't know, maybe not.
It's 3 to 5 business days. And like I said, it was processed on the 6th.
Today's day 7, right?
Oh, wait. Today is the 15th. And that was on...
I don't know if there's like a supervisor that would help me.
No, they basically would tell you... They will basically tell you the same thing I'm telling you... But I'm looking at 1, 2, 3. It should have got actually returned on the 13th. I'm sorry about that. Call your bank as soon as you get off the phone and have them call us because it should have been it should have been processed already.
Okay, thank you. I'll have them call. They're gonna have to leave a number.
Yes, because like I said, on our end, there's nothing that we can do about it. Just letting your bank know because I do have a transaction ID for that return. For that refund, about that.
Can you send me that ID? Because I'm not getting nothing in my email.
Unfortunately, I won't be able to send you the transaction ID. I can give you the transaction ID for that refund.
Okay, let me. Oh my God, a pain in the butt. Okay, so let's see. No. Okay, and what is the ID?
The transaction ID is 781-331-4783.
Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem, ma'am, and thank you again for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.